I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's not surprised Turkey invaded northern Syria and attacked U.S. allied Kurds after U.S. troops were pulled from the region.
Now, President Erdogan's decision didn't surprise me because he's wanted to do that for a long time.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham criticizing the president's actions in Syria, calling it a complete and utter national security disaster in the making. The House has overwhelmingly approved a resolution rebuking President Trump's withdrawal of U.S. troops in northern Syria and the subsequent Turkish invasion and attack on U.S. allied Kurds. Teachers in Chicago could hit the picket lines tomorrow with union and city officials failing to agree on a new contract. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
The union is still demanding to shorten instructional time by 30 minutes in the morning. We won't do that.
The strike authorization vote is expected later today. America is listening to Fox News.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Our last name of the day is Crystal Russell. Crystal Russell, you have until 6 to call 396-5477 and get in on the name game and a chance at a $1,000 gift card to select stores at the Eastdale Mall where you can make impulse purchases with no consequences with that gift card, which is kind of cool. You know, I did say, Bear, I will take your call as soon as we come back from Fox News. I didn't even put anything there, and Bear is now gone. So,
call back, Bear.
Well, we got Brett McDonald coming up.
That's true.
I've been looking at the various takes on the Democrat debate last night, and apparently the Post, the networks, even Fox News, all agree that Pete Buttigieg was the big winner.
To be honest with you, I'm probably not going to vote Democrat, but out of the kid, I actually like him, like, personally. I don't agree with his policies, but, like, he's the most friendly out of the bunch.
Is that the Asian?
No, that's the gay one.
Oh. Who's the Asian?
He was a vet, though. Buttigieg was a vet.
He's a veteran, and
because I watched this thing on Sunday morning about the Asian, and I was like, okay, that's
but
a
yeah,
nice
but
strategy.
Like peace seems like nice. I don't know.
Nice ain't gonna cut it. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying I'm voting for him, but like,
reasons,
but like, he seems personable above,
like, friendly.
Most of the, yeah,
like a friendly politician.
Most
well,
of the other
last
ones.
Night he got points because he was dominant and commanding, and. Who was it he told? I don't need a lecture from you on courage. So, was that Tulsi Gabbard? Respectfully, Congresswoman, I think it's dead wrong with the decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria. The slaughter is going on in Syria. It's not a consequence of American presence. It's a consequence of a withdrawal and betrayal by this president, allies, and American values.
How do you say
however,
that
the
name?
Republicans
Buttigieg.
But you see, he's mayor of a real crappy little city in Indiana, and his own constituents there are saying, why are you running for president when you can't run South Bend, Indiana? Let's take this call from Bear. Has checked back in.
Yeah, sorry about that. My phone just randomly dropped the call, and I'm just like, what is going on with my phone?
And here I took it personally. Like, what did I do?
Yeah, it's just like, I'm looking at my phone like, why? Why are you doing this to me? I love you. Why? But going back to what y'all were talking about earlier with the whole bathroom thing.
Yeah.
So I work at Cracker Barrel and Prattville. When you have to go, you have got to go, whether, you know, because the employee bathrooms, there's almost always somebody in the women's. So I'm like, you know what? If nobody's looking and there's nobody in the men's room, I'm just going to borrow this for a minute.
Good to know.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, it's pretty much the same as the women's bathroom anyway. So it's just like...
Well, as long as you know what you're getting into and you know...
Exactly.
You know it's clean. And obviously, like, you're an employee,
yeah.
So you know it's clean.
And the, I was going to say something else, but I can't remember now because I looked at my phone crazy.
You know what? You should have your phone checked out because there's a clicking sound coming across the air. So I'm going to let you go, but I would love to have you call us again, okay?
Oh, yeah. I will definitely call back in a minute when I figure out what my phone is doing.
Give us about 15 because Brad McDonald's waiting to talk to us.
Also, love your chicken and dumplings. Keep up the good work.
Dana and I are out. See you on Wednesday.
Oh.
Well, Brant's. It's Brant's time.
I know. But thank you for being here, and I apologize for me.
It's fine. Don't let it happen again.
Next time, we'll include the rant and everything will be fine.
And you'll just yell at somebody.
You can learn more about Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson at their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I think they're sensational.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on Taylor Road, it's always busy. If you're headed towards East Chase, there's an accident just before the East Chase entrance. And I-85, slow down. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've also got a bit of a slowdown on I-85 northbound from Perry Hill to about the Boulevard. No accident there, just heavy traffic this afternoon, as well as pretty much everywhere else. The Boulevard is really busy. Madison and Atlanta Highway out of downtown, really busy. Use caution, drive carefully, and keep it here for traffic updates. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world are at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Happening tonight, the Envision Montgomery 2040 Steering Committee is presenting its draft plan for the city at an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. at Montgomery City Hall. City officials say the plan is the result of 15 months of work and includes the input of more than 1,000 Montgomery residents. The public is encouraged to attend and vote on their top 10 action recommendations. Plus, a job fair in Selma happening tomorrow. Governor Kay Ivey is attending the Alabama Department of Labor's Regional Job Fair. More than 25 employers representing 1,500 jobs are scheduled to attend. The job fair runs from 10 in the morning until 2 inside the gym at Selma University. And an update on the missing 3-year-old girl from Birmingham. Birmingham PD says the two persons of interest are behind bars on unrelated charges to the kidnapping investigation of Camille McKinney. That kidnapping investigation is ongoing. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Lots of folks will be grabbing for a jacket for probably the first time during this fall season with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again tomorrow night, too. Boy, what a great day tomorrow with plenty of blue skies and sunshine and a high around 71 and mid-70s on Friday. I think the risk of scattered showers will be back with us over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This program is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. I remember the 1980s. We had 3% unemployment, low inflation, and Madonna was playing on the radio. Yeah. Things really have changed since then.
Actually, no. Unemployment is inching back towards 3%. The economy is absolutely roaring. And let's find out how our money did today with Mr. Wright on the money. Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, man?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing okay. Kind of fighting a little bit of a cold here. See, my throat's a little raspy, but it's no big deal. We're here. We're keeping up with everything that's going on. I tell you, it was interesting. You know, the market was primed to really move in a nice way today. We had some phenomenal earnings reports. You know, another great day. I mean, across the board.
Yeah, I was kind of anticipating that too. So what it didn't plummet. It just didn't really kind of flatline.
Yeah. It was the other side of the coin. This retail sales number really got everyone in a funk this morning. Because it was unexpectedly down and, you know, dramatically missed, you know, estimates. But, you know, I'm not so sure that this is a really big deal. You know, retail sales are quite volatile. And typically around this time of the year, you know, you come into September, October, you start to see a little bit of a slowdown or maybe even we could say a little bit of an erratic sort of reading because we're heading into Christmas. And people will hold off. They're starting to set budgets for Christmas spending as they go into November and certainly late October. And I think that may be what's going on. Plus, the other thing, too, a large part of it was auto sales. But nevertheless, the fact of the matter is it was a miss, and it was a pretty big miss. And so it got everybody in a funk, like I said. But, you know, again, when you look at the numbers, you dig down deep and you say, okay, well, all right, so retail sales down, is this like going all of a sudden, is this a new trend or what? When you look at year over year numbers, in terms of total retail sales, we're up over 4% for the year. Another thing that kind of, you know, got people a little concerned was the online sales number. It was down for the month year over year, which was also a big surprise. But again, I think that's partly, you know, consumers who are posturing, you know, as they gear up for the fourth quarter with Christmas. But when you look at these other data points, like the consumer balance sheets, right now consumer balance sheets across the country are very healthy. You look at things like things we keep up with, 90-plus day debt delinquencies, those are all down substantially. You look at the tax cuts, you know, that continue to help consumers. All of these things are still moving in a pretty good direction. Wages, unemployment, all of those things still support a pretty strong consumer. But the reason it's such a big deal and the reason it gets everyone's attention is because 68% of the U.S. economy is consumer spending, and that's a big deal. So if you see any hint that the U.S. consumer is pulling back, everyone's going to stop and pay attention and kind of hit pause for a second and run their trap, so to speak, you know, and go, okay, is this a new trend or is this a one-off event? I personally think it's a one-off event, and so I wouldn't be surprised if you'll see this number revised up a little bit when we get into November and they start to report the October numbers. So I think we're okay there. All the other data just doesn't support a weak consumer, so I'm not buying it.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip for a change on these numbers. I know these are our last month's numbers we're talking about, right?
Right.
I bought
for September.
Well, I bought a laptop this month, and that alone should probably rocket that number right back into green territory.
Exactly. I love it. That's great. But no, I mean, you know, outside of that, you know, still earnings are the name of the game, and the earnings numbers have been strong. And you know, I've read several transcripts today from some of the big boys. Nowhere in there are we getting any sort of commentary from these CEOs that would suggest that they're, like, freaking out or really worried about the future. They didn't really even guide down. You look at Netflix's numbers that came out today, and they were better than expected. The forward guidance was a touch light, but still very plausible and very welcome news as far as I'm concerned. And so I just, again, I'm not seeing anything so far in the earnings season or either from the data points that really suggest anything is out there that we should be worried about at the moment. Still got a long way to go to get through, you know, the rest of October and these earnings reports. But outside of that, you know, I would say, you know, we can continue to keep up with the China thing, obviously. And they kind of sort of look like they may be trying to pull a fast one. I don't know. People are trying to figure this one out here lately. or rather this morning, you know, they said that they're still looking at the deal and they do want to do the deal, but they want the tariffs rolled back before they sign a deal. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. That's going to, you know, we'll see what, how the president decides to play that.
But, well, you know, a big part of that is the grain that they have supposedly committed to buy. The farmers are excited about that. That certainly won't hurt the president with the farmers, who I know for a time were frustrated by all this. That's kind of reneging, isn't it?
No, it is. It would be the second time they've done this, if in fact that's what they're doing. You know, they came over here, they had this big, you know, big negotiation. It was widely publicized. Press was all around. They conclude the meeting, and they have a big press conference. It was a joint press conference, as we know. And, it looked and appeared as on Friday as if the deal was done and it just needed to be papered up. Now they've gone back home and now they're saying that, they would like to do the deal, but that they really want these tariffs rolled back. And that's kind of like, here's how I'd put it. You get a deal done, you let the president go out there and tell America the deal's done, and then they do this, which puts him in a really bad spot.
Yeah, it does.
And so that's kind of their negotiating style. I don't know. We'll see how the president handles it, but it was a shrewd little move, I have to tell you.
On the part of the Chinese?
Yes.
Yeah, they've got him kind of backed into a corner with that.
Yep.
Well, it's the news is different every day. I always look forward. I check in on the numbers around noon and see where things are going. And I said, well, it's kind of flat today. I wonder what's behind that. So I've been curious all day to find out. And that's what we find out from you when you join us. Now, this level of expertise and research at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management is available to you. What I suggest is, if you've never sat down with a financial planner, Brad would be the first to tell you, if not me, find somebody so you can start thinking about your future and how you can save for it and how you can do that without greatly damaging your operating budget today. When you take a real hard look at what you spend, you can probably find more than enough money to start something that's going to become a nice nest egg, something to fall back on, or for a future train coming down the tracks of life, like your kids' education and, of course, your retirement. There's no obligation that comes with a phone call to 387-0094. The obligation is to yourself and your future. So pick up the phone, make an appointment, and spend a little time there and meet this incredible team of people. That's 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, thank you, man. Hope you feel better.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's just a little crud stuff, cold kind of. It'll go away.
It's the change. Watch what happens when this cold front comes through overnight. You're going to see a lot of people, because we've had no movement here. Now, all of those Yankee diseases are coming to the south, courtesy of this first big cold front of the year. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. It is 5:20.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Our future producer, Izzy, our intern, is here today. Is Halloween a big deal to you?
Not anymore, really. Like, when I was younger, yeah.
When I was younger, I loved that.
Like, I still enjoy it.
When you were a kid.
Like, I still enjoy it, I guess, watching movies. Like, last year, me and a bunch of my friends, we went out trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Girls are allowed to trick-or-treat to an older age than boys. That's a cool thing. One out of 10 people, there was a survey done on holiday preferences. One out of 10 people, Halloween's their favorite holiday. My daughter would be one of them. Even though we love Christmas and she believes that I'm the real life Clark Griswold, Halloween is her favorite. And at this time of the year, we have a lot. We got Discount Dracula and some other great bits, but we're going to get into the realm of the werewolf next. Werewolf? Werewolf. Young Frankenstein, a movie that was made, oh, I don't know, about 30 years before you were born. Rosie remembers it, though.
Yes.
It's a good one. It's funny. It's still funny. It has clever moments like...
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the toilet.
And all you need to know about how old that movie is that both of the guys you heard in that little clip there are dead. It is 5:21.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident out near the East Chase entrance just before you get to it. If you're headed up to it and I-85, use caution for a few more minutes until they get that out of the way. That's causing a bit of a backup. We had a hit and run on Vaughn Road at Highway 108. That's going to be way out past Pike Road, but watch out for some emergency vehicles out that way. And the boulevard, very busy from Highway 231, the Wetumpka Highway, back to the Atlanta Highway. It's busy on the Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive. We got a lot of traffic on the road. I-65 and 85 are a speed limit drive now through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January the 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Keyshawn Whitehorse, professional bull rider and area athlete. And Boot Barn and area asked me to share my story. I believe being a bull rider representing the Navajo community is a big thing, and kind of putting my Navajo heritage in bull riding, you know, I wear a beaded medallion on my vest that helps for protection. There's always that piece of me when I ride because that's who I am. That is the way of life I choose. Area at Boot Barn.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chinese bailout in his hand, walking the halls of Congress, singing praises with Obama to their hero Mao Zedong, writing a healthcare plan no one likes or trusts or understands. How woo, werewolves of Congress. How woo. Around your kitchen door, you better not let them in. American taxpayers got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of Congress again. Way. He doesn't listen to a voter say.
In fact, he doesn't even care. We need to stay away from him. Was just a communist when he was in. But I'd love to meet his tailor,
Maxine Waters.
Ah, woo, werewolves of Congress. Walking with Congress the other day, doing the werewolves of Congress.
Harry Reid
supporting every socialistic Marxist money freedom power grab.
His
Marxist voting record was perfect. How werewolves of Congress.
On News Talk 93.1 FM. We have a guest on the line. Before we do that, one more time, Crystal Russell, you are this hour's name in the name game. You have until 6 to call us at 396-5477 and qualify to win that $1,000 gift card to select stores in the Eastdale Mall. Joining us on the line, and let's see if he agrees with me. Hey, Kirk.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Good. I think you and I attended the first true Antifa rally 10 years ago, because that was basically the whole thrust behind the Tea Party movement, when we saw true fascism, government control of everything, and this era that we're living in where there's only one acceptable opinion and you better goose step to it or we'll take away your job, your livelihood, or whatever. I think we were the first ones to stand up to the fascists. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I concur completely. That was that you know, crowd of 1.7 million up there that they estimated, and we went to that one rally with a little over a million the following year.
Yep.
And the park rangers no longer were giving crowd estimates because they were so intimidated by that first one.
Yeah, and also intimidated because their boss, the President of the United States, and the media that was totally complicit, which is basically nothing more than a PR firm for Obama. The next day, I remember stopping in Raleigh, North Carolina, because I wanted to see all the photograph, the coverage of this unbelievable event, and there was nothing. They willfully ignored a crowd of well over a million because they didn't want to have it reflect badly on their precious Obama.
It's I know, scary. And that was the first Antifa, you know, and where we're at right now, I see it, but it's not the socialism, you know. That's why our sticker and what we're up here, you know, spreading out at these rallies, is it is. It's the gateway to communism. You know what I'm saying?
That, not a
that
doubt
socialism
about it.
That they're trying to push. And people are seeing it. We're here in Dallas. We got in last night. There was probably over 50 people waiting in line last night for a rally on Thursday night. And there's a few hundred people now, maybe a couple, 300 that are lining up, and they continue to come. We went to the one in Minneapolis last week.
That's the one I wanted to ask about, because what we learned from that was that there were 72,000 ticket requests, as all of his rallies are packed to the rafters. And unfortunately, since these are occurring in big cities run by Democrats, no protection for the Trump supporters who got had crap thrown at them, urine, everything.
Yeah, that part of it was bad. But, you know, there was three of us up. We're wearing our Alabama Crimson Tide stuff, and I don't think any of them was bold enough to, you know, mess with us, literally, with the three of us together. And they pick on strays. They're cowards, man. They wear masks. They go find a stray that's looking for his car, or get some elderly, somebody weak. They never get somebody. You know what I'm saying there?
They sure
always
kind
of isolate some of the, you know, the smaller of the herd or something.
These are the same people, terrible, by the way, that are so horrified over bullying, yet they are the worst. They are the biggest bullies on the planet.
They accuse you of what they do. You know, that's that first rule for radical, I believe.
That's
and they're all taught that in school, you know?
Right. And the reason they don't trust you is they don't trust themselves.
Yeah, it was so good to see you again the other day, and you know, catching up. And we'd like to tomorrow. I know there's going to be a huge crowd here. Minneapolis had about 20,000 inside and about 25,000 outside.
Wow!
And we're expecting more than that here. And half of the crowd, right at half, were Democrats up there.
That's what you told me the other day that really got my attention. And I have to believe at this point that any Democrat who's at least rational, who's spent years in the party, has taken a look at what's happening here and cannot be happy with the way the Pelosi's and the rest are behaving.
Well, and they're not. When they've seen our signs that have the jackass equals the hammer and sickle, you know, they're like, gosh, I'm a Democrat, you know, and I hate to agree with that, but it's looking more and more like that's what it is, you know, and these people are waking up too, and that's why they're there at the Trump rallies to listen to the message. You know, everybody loved our stickers, and they all said it was true. They didn't want to put one on their bumper up there in Minneapolis, though. They just said, we just can't get them. You know, we don't want them. And we sold a few of them that covered expenses, you know, and got in town with a couple $100, but nothing great. I think we're going to do well here in Dallas.
So the president's,
so far it's been receptive.
The president is speaking in Dallas where?
We are here at the American Airlines Center. He's going to be speaking tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Another huge ride. It's probably bigger than Minneapolis, actually. And it's already more conducive. You know, Dallas is a whole different animal than Minneapolis, but I call them cities, or I call them, you know, the Mason-Dixon circles. And that's what I tell my friends, because that's what they are. There's, you know, everything. You circle any city on the map, and what's inside that city is way different than what's outside of that city, outside of that circle. And we're in a cold revolution. We've been in it since we were marching down there in D.C. 10 years ago. We talked about that. Yeah, dude, we're in a cold revolution.
We've become good friends with a Texas blogger named David Blackman. If you got time to go online, look up dbdailyupdate.com. He's from the Dallas area, and we talked to him on Tuesdays at 3:35. In fact, I got my name in that blog today. I was really surprised. I got some national exposure on that. Kurt,
outstanding.
Can I impose on you for a phone call on Friday to tell us about the Thursday night rally?
Sure. We would like to call in tomorrow, and maybe you can hear several thousand of these folks chant USA or Trump, Trump, Trump or something.
I'd love it. Call tomorrow, call Friday.
I'll be within the crowd? Okay.
We'd love to do a before and after with you. We appreciate you taking the time to join us this afternoon. Thank you.
Hey, man, and it's my pleasure. Great catching up with you again, and We'll keep y'all posted what's going on and the temperature of what's going on at these rallies.
We love it. Thanks.
Thanks, Kurt.
All right, man. Take care.
I saw something today about Minnesota that I will share with you after this break that was very disturbing. 5:34 is the time. John Lee Paints is the place. The sign out in front doesn't say buy paint here or this is on sale. It says don't let yesterday take up too much of today. Words of wisdom that make you think, and it's so true. I mean, if you can't afford a therapist, drive by John Lee Paints and read their signs. They will help you take a healthier approach to living. And I so respect that they do that. Inside John Lee Paints, the professionals for decades now know this is where to get the paint. They sell Richards paint for interior purposes. It is scientifically formulated to leave an ultra-rich finish. And as I've said 1,000 times, we did the entire interior in a nice, neutral, grayish green. Very unique color. The thing I loved about it, A, is that it covered so thoroughly. We had a professional painter do the work for us. And no matter how the room was lit, whether it was sunlight or lamplight, it was flawless. And you can tell the difference between, you know, paint and really great paint like Richards. For exterior painting, John Lee has their own brand now, Solar Proof, and it's built to withstand the elements of Alabama. Hot sun, high humidity, and those two things in concert can create a lot of mold, mildew, developing on the outside of the house. This paint literally resists that, leaves a great finish, rinse it off once in a while, and you're fine. So go for the best because it's your time. And it's valuable, too. At John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, the home for the official color charts of Montgomery's historic districts, Please tell Charles Bubba Turner or Mr. Dotson or any of the staff there you heard about him.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The subject of this report is Taylor Road. Man, just before the East Chase entrance headed to I-85, we had an accident there earlier that was causing some problems. Still backed up a little bit there. Now we have a second accident on Taylor Road at Wadsworth Way. If you're passing AUM, just past the Auburn Wellness Center, it's going to be right there in front of you before I-85. Use caution. Avoid that area if possible. The Eastern Boulevard is busy. The interstates through downtown Montgomery, very busy. Busy everywhere. Use caution wherever you are. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping at East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC Store, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
I'm Keyshawn Whitehorse, professional bull rider and area athlete, and Boot Barn and area asked me to share my story. I believe being a bull rider representing the Navajo community is a big thing, and kind of putting my Navajo heritage in bull riding, you know, I wear a beaded medallion on my vest that helps for protection. There's always that piece of me when I ride because that's who I am. That is the way of life I choose. Area at Boot Barn.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sidex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sidex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sidex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A job fair in Selma happening tomorrow. Governor Kay Ivey is attending the Alabama Department of Labor's regional job fair. More than 25 employers representing 1,500 jobs are scheduled to attend. The job fair runs from 10 in the morning until 2 inside the gym at Selma University. Plus, an update now on the missing 3-year-old girl from Birmingham. Birmingham PD says the two persons of interest are behind bars on unrelated charges to the kidnapping investigation of Camille McKinney. The kidnapping investigation is ongoing. And finally, happening tonight, the Envision Montgomery 2040 Steering Committee is presenting its draft plan for the city at an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. at Montgomery City Hall. City officials say the plan is the result of 15 months of work and includes the input of more than 1,000 Montgomery residents. The public is encouraged to attend and vote on their top 10 action recommendations. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Lots of folks will be grabbing for a jacket for probably the first time during this fall season with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again tomorrow night, too. Boy, what a great day tomorrow with plenty of blue skies and sunshine and a high around 71 and mid-70s on Friday. I think the risk of scattered showers will be back with us over the upcoming weekend.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I haven't played this in a while, but I feel like playing it today. It just fits the mood. Getting ready for bomb hours. Welcome to JT and Leanne to News Talk.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Paychecks are flat and home values are falling. It's hard to pay for gas. Deficits are exploding. We need to change direction. Our economy is in turmoil. This isn't just a string of bad luck.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change. We've heard a lot of talk about change this year. The real question is, change to what? Change is a president who puts you first. And that's what this election's all about.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
How's that whole change working out for you? Did it give you all that you wanted to? Did it lead you into the promised land?
No.
Well, next time you step inside of the voting booth, maybe you will think of the honest truth instead of raising the foolish man.
At this defining moment all across America, here's what I believe we need to do. We can fast-track a plan, create millions of jobs. A troubled economy isn't news.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
How's that hope of change working out for you? Did it give you all that you wanted to? Did it lead you into the promised land?
No.
Well, next time you step inside of the voting booth, maybe you will think of the honest truth instead of raising the foolish man.
We can steer ourselves out of this crisis. We've met tough challenges before. We can stop spending billions once and for all and put millions of Americans to work.
Ha. We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
Well, now let's set the record straight.
Yep.
Those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. We've raised our debt. We haven't balanced our budget. The assault on freedom carries on. The trouble with our liberal friends is not their ignorance. They know so much that isn't so. Each year, the need grows greater. The program grows greater. The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
How's that hope of change working out for you? Did it give you all that you wanted to? Did it lead you into the promised land?
No.
Well, next time you step inside of the voting booth, maybe you will think of the honest truth. Instead of raising the foolish man, yeah. How's that hope of change working out for you? Did it give you all that you wanted to? Did it lead you into the promised land? Well, next time you step inside of the voting booth, maybe you will think of the honest truth. Instead of raising the foolish man, yeah. How's that hope of change working out for you? Did it give you all that you wanted to? Did it lead you into
No.
And that no was provided by a man named Rick Sanchez, who was worked for the same station that Shepard Smith did. All right. And we used to mock him because he was one of those breathless, rolled up sleeves, end of the world kinds of guys. He never stole a freight train. But had some interesting experiences. For example, he went to a Dolphin game one night and hit somebody with a car in the parking lot as he was leaving the game and drove home. Went to his house. The guy he hit died. So he went back to the ballpark where the police were curious to know why he left the scene of an accident. Most of us at that time thought, well, that's a real career killer right there. I mean, an accident can happen. But hitting somebody with your car and then going home, most of us probably would have had some real serious consequences.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a fatality involved and witnesses who saw him drinking. I don't know that he was breathalyzed when he got back, but he survived that and then eventually made it to CNN and was on CNN for a while and then made some ridiculously anti-Semitic comment on a hot mic that he didn't know was hot. Who else has done it? Oh, yeah, the guy we were just singing about, Obama. Whoa, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility at my next election. Trump's the Russian colluder. Obama's bending over on a live mic, promising more cooperation after I'm reelected. This is the stuff that makes us nuts. The hypocrisy of it all. The gall. What's the word I'm looking to describe him?
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
With a capital H. Chutzpah. But we don't want to get all wound up now. We're only 13 minutes away from heading over to Baumhauer's to celebrate JT and Leanne, now part of the Blue Water Broadcasting family, and we will have Shepard Smith free cake.
Yummy!
Well, it's free and you don't have a job.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. Taylor Road is really busy, but traffic is moving through there. We had a couple of accidents earlier. Atlanta Highway out of downtown, still a little bit busy, and pockets all the way out to Taylor Road and beyond. We've got I-65 and 85 moving smooth through downtown Montgomery. Really busy on the boulevard. 231 to Wetumpka busy, especially at the lights at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill. Buckle up, drive carefully. We don't have really anything to report in the way of a major slowdown at this time, and that's a good thing on this Wednesday evening. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. The pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man.
right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
Sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
Drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. It's only 5:52, and it took that song for me to have my first pretty good, I won't call it a great thought, but my first decent creative moment of the afternoon. I'm listening to that and the lyrics, and it's a hilarious song, and I think it's one reason it's funny is it's to some extent true. In many marriages, and good ones too. I'm the king of thy castle until you're when you're not around. And I came up with a term to describe that male thinking that I think is pretty good. Are you ready?
Yes.
Everybody ready for this? This is a moment of greatness on this show. The term I invented is called Delusions of Mandor.
That's great.
I could write a magazine column off that title.
I was just
going to
say, you need to.
Who's going
to
remind me?
I will.
Thank you, Rosie. Because I know you will. Just a couple of this we did talk about from our I Missed It News department off the morning show. The Oxford English Dictionary. Oh, and by the way, I'll say this again, too. For those of you who have the Stars Network on your cable, look for a movie called The Professor and the Madman. It stars Mel Gibson and Sean Penn, who normally I can't stand. But the two of them, who are polar opposites politically, got together and made a really great movie about the Oxford Dictionary and how it got started and the work that went into it. And it's all based on reality. It's true. In fact, at the end, it's one of those movies where they show you pictures of the people they portrayed and what the ultimate outcomes were. And it's a great, if you like a period piece, if you like something that's historically based, and the person doesn't have the superpower, you know, like to blow a house down or fly through the air or put on a belt, it's just a good movie.
I love a good story.
But I think the people that movie is based on would probably be a little bit put off by some of the crap they're adding to the Oxford English Dictionary, like chillax. Really? You know, that's a fad term. That comes and goes. And I don't hear that many people use it, frankly. And when they do, they sound pretentious. Don't ever tell me to chillax. Nomophobia. It's a new disease. It's not... it means you have a fear of being without your cell phone, therefore disconnected completely from the planet. Which is legit. Promposal, an invitation to be somebody's date to a school prom, you know, elaborately staged. Not just, will you go to the prom with me, Mary Sue? I'll have you home by 11.
No!
Okay, I'll ask somebody else then. I'll ask Joyce Somerville. She was the first girl I kissed. Would that make you jealous?
No!
Okay. Whatevs. This is the kind of languaging that makes me insane. Whatevs. You can't say whatever. That's one extra whole syllable. And that could leave you exhausted and whatevs.
That's kind of like trendy speech, you know.
It doesn't belong in the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah, no.
Fake news made it. But Jay, Scott, and I were talking about this morning. These two word terms.
Yeah.
I don't consider that a word.
Unless I hyphenate them.
It's not. It's not hyphenated.
Yeah.
It's not circumcised either. at least from what I can tell here. We are off to Bob Howard's to welcome JT and Leanne to Bluewater. I just got a note from Ray, who says the crowds are gathering there, so we hope you'll come and join us. If you can't make it this week, remember, a week from tonight, it's Joey and Jack night at Bob Howard's Victory Grill.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. Taylor Road is really busy, but traffic is moving through there. We had a couple of accidents earlier. Atlanta Highway out of downtown, still a little bit busy, and pockets all the way out to Taylor Road and beyond. We've got I-65 and 85 moving smooth through downtown Montgomery. Really busy on the Boulevard. 231 to Wetumpka busy, especially at the lights at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill. Buckle up, drive carefully. We don't have really anything to report in the way of a major slowdown at this time, and that's a good thing on this Wednesday evening. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does choline mean?